Welcome back. Another masterclass is right here. This time we're going to talk about the myth of carbo loading, or whether there is or isn't a myth. And at the same time, I'm going to figure out why I hate keto diet so much, because that's original to hate a keto diet. Anyway, convince me otherwise by the end of the video. Let's get right into it. We're going to talk a little bit about carbo loading. Now, this is something that was developed a really long time ago, bringing back memories of your favorite PE class, or maybe it was a high school PE teacher, somebody that you trusted, that you thought was cool, but then thought was completely dorky because they made you do jumping jacks and said that was the most intense exercise on the planet. However fond you hold your PE teacher, no doubt you've heard of carbo loading. And this is, of course, when you ingest enough carbohydrates to boost your glycogen stores in your body, so that the next time you have a big event or competition coming up, you have so much freaking glycogen swimming around, your blood sugar is buffered, your muscles churn out the energy, and you survive for longer. This is especially important when we're talking about kind of HIIT interval-ish and also endurance. It's made of these things: depletion, loading, and yes, that says super compensation. So at the depletion phase, it's going to be a fun day, right? You're on the leg press. You're blowing out basically all of your leg muscle glycogen. So you're doing your leg press, front squat, back squat. And to start all that, you're doing cleans. You're also going to go on a jog in the same day. You're going to squeeze every last molecule of glycogen out of your leg muscles, because for the next 2 days, you're going to be eating 70, 80, or even 90% carbohydrates, close as you can to your event. So that whole week, you've spent the first 2 days depleting, so that by the time your event rolls around, you have all this extra glycogen. If you were doing something for your arms, you blow out your upper body, and you've overloaded so that you supercompensate for the day of the race. And it works. I've done it before. I felt the rush. I really felt like I was able to last really long in that horrible obstacle course where the Marines like scream in your face and tell you to leave. And for some reason, no one leaves. And then like the local Bakersfield residents give you beer instead of water to help you run more. This is a trend. I ain't signed up for it myself. I got signed up for it and I actually followed through with it, but it was strange. Point was, I knew I was going to have to do it, and I carbo-loaded, and it made a huge difference. I'm going to tell you guys why later other men don't think that it's a good idea or have a better way of doing it, choosing instead to use fat oxidation or burn fats to help you get through a race. And so you have an eerie, uncomfortable, maybe way too familiar, you're just friends, relationship with carbohydrates, and I need to know, do you restrict? Do you cycle or do you carb load? And tell me why in the comments, please, if you will. Look, it's like this. We break it down clear for you to understand that glycogen is in your liver. It's in your liver, but it's also in the rest of your skeletal muscle. What's in your liver is not for you, is for use everywhere else in your body. And what's in your skeletal muscle isn't. It's like your Bitcoin. If you took your Bitcoin into the bank and said, hey, let me get some Benjamins for this, they laugh at you. And the pretty bank teller would look you in the face and say, security. It's useless there. But if you trade it in on various online platforms, you might make a return. And if you do, run as fast as you can. Tell nobody that you just made off with that money. It's like that. Whereas if you took your Benjamins into any establishment as full-blown currency and try to spend it, hell, you could even do that in Toronto, Tijuana, and other international locales, they'll take it. The liver glycogen is your USD. Everybody will take that. But your muscle glycogen is like your Bitcoin. I'm not touching that. Good thing that, like Bitcoin, it's used in certain areas. So if you need extra power, your body will say, I'll take the quickest route to catabolism for energy, glycogen, and if we're doing push-ups, all of those muscles associated with push-ups are going to break down that glycogen for glucose. And guess what? You're going to ball out on those push-ups. You're going to do your thing looking like Goggins. Your liver glycogen might even actually contribute to that. Your leg glycogen won't contribute. And that's how glycogen sparing really works. Remember, the total amount of glycogen in your muscles, all your muscles combined, is more than your liver. However, your liver itself has a ton of it in a smaller amount of space. Very important, because when we spare glycogen, we're sparing it for a very important reason, because we don't use protein for energy. We don't use amino acids for energy. If we do, we're sick and or extremely malnourished or recreationally starved. All bad ideas, some of which at times in our human history have been unavoidable. But let's not even go down that street. That's that street everybody told you not to go down when you were a kid. You went to visit it anyway, and you got up out of there really quickly. And yes, your brain does use ketones, and you can use them for energy, but it's like hand cranking your car to start it. You want to start it that way? That's fat metabolism for energy. Or do you want to just put the little key in the ignition and twist? That's glycogen metabolism. And this is why I hate keto diets. They're very unsustainable for most people unless you're really high performing and have a tolerance for doing diets, a tolerance for habit change and how it affects your daily life, and basically a tolerance for pain, because that keto flu, as I understand, can be very stressful. I've met a few bodybuilders who I didn't know, and the first time meeting them, they were going through yet another carb restriction, carb cut, and a mad, older, formerly famous bodybuilder who thinks you didn't pay them on time, also just staying away from fruit like it has arsenic in it, is the worst type of energy you want. Not that you think you're gonna get hurt, because you don't have any energy. I can just probably topple you over. But just bad vibes. No one wants that. So it's like this. We end up too with the performance decline when I see people using these keto diets for long periods of time. I've seen people lose tons of body fat. I will admit that. But I still hate them. How original am I, right? Well, these two don't hate it. They made this book, the Low Carbohydrate Performance Book. These guys, Volek and Finney. And in it, they cover these 5 points. We're talking why you need to change from carbo loading. Don't even carbo load, they say. So you're constantly shoveling spaghetti in your face. You're eating a ton of rice. You're eating all these things to make sure that you have way more. Now, to do that, you have to deplete. And when you deplete, what you do is you work out really hard. So these are some of the 5 points that are covered. I'll let you look through it. But basically, they're trying to say stable blood sugar levels, using fat as fuel in your body. Who doesn't love that, by the way? And they reduce your reliance on external energy. You got your own. And it helps you look better and maybe even feel better. Your brain loves ketones, doesn't it? And here's the other point I'm going to make. These guys are PhD. Look at this. We have PhD. We have one of them's a dietitian. I'm glad to see that people who have PhDs in nutrition are writing nutrition books, because before it was just dudes. Dudes who worked out really hard for 4 months, who were journalists maybe, who ate mushrooms and then went on Joe Rogan after experimenting for 5 months just so they could write a book. And then they don't really believe the crap that they write in their book because it doesn't work. And then people come to me and they're like, but I ate just mushrooms on Mondays for the last millennium. That's an alliteration. And then I go, yeah, that shit's stupid. It doesn't work. I'm sorry you wasted your time and money and your effort. Well, these guys are actual PhDs, but the thing is, I hate these, because where were you that whole time, keto diets? Like, I know that there was Atkins back in the day, back before I was born, and he was over here pounding the pavement. He's like, hey, I'm gonna die of heart disease, by the way, in 40 years, but for now, don't eat carbohydrates. he was wrong. The way he was doing it was kind of he was wrong. But where were the keto diet people? Like, there were ketones. We knew about them back then. So if all this stuff is super useful and hyper useful, why wasn't the war cry louder for the usage of ketosis as a way of life? And my suspicion is it correlates with CrossFit, with MMA, with advance in strength and conditioning, with there being more certifications. All of this bubbled up around the same time, and all of a sudden it became in vogue. And so that's why I'm like, yo, I can't stand these diets because you ain't really telling the truth. But then these two PhDs come out and they're like, hey, here's why carb loading isn't the best. So what they want you guys to think about is you can use fats instead of carbohydrates for energy. It's just that simple. Who doesn't want to do that? You have so much fat in your body. Why not get along there and do that? And to support their cause, they say there's a gradual transition, aka getting through that keto flu. You want to really take a look at your electrolytes, monitor and adjust accordingly, basically gearing you into a ketogenic diet where you are ostensibly cutting way down something like 50 grams of carbohydrates per day, which at some point will leave you very mad. And please don't kick anybody out of your gym because of it, or your home, or anywhere else. But 50 grams of carbohydrates per day, very little, and that will definitely put you into ketosis. Might even put you like in like jail for a day, I don't know, but very little. When you do this, performance might suffer a lot for the day, but these guys say, hey, you're looking for endurance gains. In that respect, who's gonna try it? Maybe you. I don't know, but I am surely still skeptical. I see performance gains drop off quite a bit when people do this. And again, I don't even want to risk that we're going to use any amino acids for metabolism to speak of. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Is there a better way to do this? Also, you can go onto the website, coachjohancscs.com, and click on coaching. Once you get there, you'll find meal plans. We could even talk one-on-one. Let's figure this thing out together. We gotta stay all the way up. Thanks for listening.